This is Scott Spears along with Carrington Nelson in downtown Marion, and we are here for the big Christmas parade kickoff to the holiday season. My goodness, it is a very interesting time of year. The weather at this particular point where we are with WGH Talk, 38 degrees here in downtown Marion. Carrington, how do you feel tonight? Beautiful night here in the city.
Yeah, I'm just thankful there's no rain. I am chilled to the bone, but besides that, it's a lovely night to be out here. I'm glad to be here.
Now, there's a great crowd out here tonight. Now, I don't know how it is around the block. I haven't been outside of the gazebo here for a while, but what's the crowd look like? You came up Main Street, I believe.
Yes. I struggle finding a place to park. Looking down the street, it looks crowded down there. It's pretty crowded around us. I think there are 3,000 plus people here this evening.
3,000 plus. Now, when this event's over, we will go over to Founders Park, where I will read "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and you and Matt will be singing a trio, I believe, of Christmas carols.
Yes, can't miss.
Yeah. And Mayor Jack Kellogg, the longest-serving mayor in Marion history, will be here for the big event. It is something to behold for sure.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to it, as I know many others are.
Now, we should mention that the Downtown Marion Lighted Christmas Truck Parade is presented by Advantage Early Learning Academy, and there are several entrants in this event.
Yes, and we're looking forward to that.
We certainly are. What in the world are you doing?
It's time to be real, Scott.
Oh, well, I forgot it's that time of the night.
It's that time of the night. We have to be real now.
Oh, yes. You do it with your nose?
Well, my gloves won't allow me to touch the screen. See? I had to use my nose.
Your nose.
I'm a resourceful gal. What can I say?
That was resourceful of you to use your nose.
Oh, yeah. I got to get all the crowds in this lovely photo.
There you go.
When is this parade getting on the way? We saw one police car, and now we've got a bit of a gap here.
Well, we're in a parade gap at the moment.
Now, that
does happen. There are parade gaps. This is a real thing. We saw this at the Bratwurst Festival. There are parade gaps, but there's no problem.
No.
We can have a parade gap and still move on in a very timely fashion. It just builds the anticipation of a big event.
Exactly. I think it gives us a little bit of time to really savor the moment and take it all in.
Yeah, I think that's right. You take it all in. It's happiness. It's mirth. It's the holiday season. You know, once Thanksgiving's over, the real season kicks in, and it's the holidays, and boy, it feels like the holidays. Can you feel the holiday spirit here?
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's only going to get stronger as the night goes on, and it's not really Christmas until you light that tree.
That is true. And I can feel the holiday spirit, but I can no longer feel my fingers. Long ago, those left me, but that's okay.
Yeah. For me, it's my toes that I'm struggling with now. I've got some gloves on the fingers, and we're doing all right.
You're not wearing those sandals, are you?
No sandals tonight. Okay. Are you wearing the sandals?
No, I haven't had the sandals on since August.
Right, you broke them.
I did.
Okay. Just making sure.
Now, why would you bring up such a thing?
I was just clarifying. That's why you don't have the sandals. You didn't want to wear the sandals.
Do you think I would wear them in December on a night when it's 38 degrees?
I'm surprised I haven't seen any men out here in shorts. I mean, honestly, you know they always do that. All growing up, I've just seen boys in shorts in obscene temperatures. So, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past you.
I'm not going to wear shorts out to an event like this.
Yeah,
that's not my thing.
I haven't seen any, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were at least one or two people here in shorts, because people just do that sometimes.
I certainly hope there's nobody here in shorts.
I checked my phone earlier. It went from 36 degrees down to 35 degrees, so...
They would get frostbite if that happened.
Yes.
Boy, you know what? I feel the holidays, and it's so nice that the community comes out for an event like this, and we want to thank Downtown Marion for having us here tonight. What a great honor for them to ask us to be a part of this big event. Not only the tree lighting ceremony, but the big parade, which is just about to kick off in moments.
Oh, they're just went a car by us. I think they've somehow made it past the parade barriers.
They got in the parade route. They said, we're going anyway, no matter what's going on.
We got to get down there. There's somebody that's on there on a mission right now.
Now, Matt Morgan, our pal, will join us later on, and that will all happen over in Founders Park. Now, you got to be here for that event. That will not be broadcast over the airwaves. You actually have to show up in Founders Park at 7 p.m. for that big spectacular. But we will be with you through the end of the Christmas parade here.
Yeah, that's a short 50 minutes away. You still have time to make it to Founders Park. Oh, I see my parents across the way. Hi, Mom and Dad.
Oh, that's nice. You know, I could, your mom and dad could be standing in front of me right now. I wouldn't know because I don't think I've seen them.
Yep. No, they already spotted us. They're waving.
Oh, that's right. Oh, there they are. I see them. I see the waves.
Yes.
Very nice.
You met my mom. You know what she looks like.
To see across the street in darkness.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I understand.
Because right now, all I see across there is darkness.
Yeah, I mean, you can see there's masses of people, though. This is a pretty popular event.
Oh, it's a massive event.
Yes.
It's massive, and I see where we are moments away from beginning the parade, the 2023 edition here of the Marion Downtown Christmas Parade, the Marion Lighted Christmas Truck Parade, presented by Advantage Early Learning Academy. This is the one time I let you look at my notes.
Yeah, I know. This is such an honor. They're right in front of me here. And I'm excited to see some of the floats we've got coming up.
Oh, it's exciting.
Specifically, the peanut butter and jelly truck. We've got Dallas Dance Studios. Do you think we'll see some dancers out there tonight during the parade?
Well, you never know. A Christmas parade is a little different than other parades.
Have you been to a Christmas parade?
No, I have not.
This is my first as well.
38 degrees here in downtown Marion, current temperature.
Yeah, there's a reason this is my first Christmas parade.
Yeah, well, you're not going to make this an annual event?
No, I would come back. I might wear some more socks next time, double layer on the pants, but I would come back.
Double layer on the pants.
Yes.
That's how we figure that one out.
Yes.
That's how we get through these things. We double layer the pants.
Absolutely. Always.
All right, here we go. Too cold. Oh, I hope we're sounding good on TuneIn to everybody out there who's listening, or on the website. WWGH1071.com. All right, here we go. I see a candy cane.
And then a bunny?
A bunny. Is it a bunny?
Nothing screams holidays like a bunny.
Well, nah, I don't think that's a bunny. I think it's a, is it a dog? I think it's a dog.
Oh, yes, like a police dog.
First of all, we have the Marion Police Department. Wow, look at this.
Oh, they have a tree.
There's a Christmas tree on top. Oh, this is the honor guard. There'll be a moment of silence here for the honor guard. Come here, the honor guard.
I spy a reindeer.
Oh, my. If you could only see what we see down here in downtown Marion, it is beautiful. Here are the sponsors of the parade, Advantage Early Learning Academy. Wow.
Oh, and they've decked out this bus in some great lights. We've got some blinking, flashing people on board waving. Hello, everyone.
And again, thank Advantage Early Learning Academy for presenting this year's downtown Marion Lighted Christmas Truck Parade. This is a happening.
This is. I wonder if we're going to get any candy.
Are you hungry?
They throw candy.
You're always hungry. You must have a tapeworm.
I do love to eat. I'm an eater, that's for sure. Oh, we have a float of kids.
With the Grinch.
Christmas and the Grinch.
Next up, we have the Dow's Dance Studio.
Oh, I don't see any dancing. There's some girls in the street, though. I think they could start. Oh, and I think I see candy being thrown.
Oh, yeah. Well, go out there and run in the street and get us some. Oh, no, there's dancing.
There they go. They're dancing.
There's dancing.
Woo.
My goodness. And there's dogs.
Oh, wow. Look, they have little Santa hats on.
Oh, this is the holidays. This screams holiday. And nothing screams holiday like a siren.
Right? I hope you enjoy this for the next minute straight.
Here they are, the Dallas Dance Studio. Dance.
I actually used to dance for them.
Did you?
I did back in the day.
Did you know Martha?
I did. She was a lovely lady.
I used to MC the Dow's Dance shows.
You probably MC'd my show. That's awesome.
Back in the old days.
Back in the day. I actually saw her daughter out Black Friday shopping yesterday.
Maryland.
Yes, Maryland.
Yes. Love Maryland.
Yes. Lovely family.
next up, let's get here. We have the Marion City Fire Department, and thank them for everything we do all year round.
Oh wow, they put an immense amount of effort into decorating this fire truck. They've got giant candy canes on the front.
Yes, you have to explain to the people listening at home what they can't see. It is spectacular.
Absolutely. I think everyone's done a great job of decorating their...
There's the Grinch again.
Yes, a lot of Grinch this holiday season.
Next up, we have Labor Net Staffing.
Oh, there we go. Something went flying in the crowd. Things are going flying in the crowd.
Maybe that's the candy I was hoping for.
Was that what you were looking for?
Yeah, I'm hoping there's some out there.
Goodness.
Next up, we have the Battle Run Fire Department.
It truly is the holiday season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have candy canes on their vehicle as well. They're all just decked out. I love it.
Only a group like Downtown Marion could make an event like this happen.
Absolutely. And this is a first annual event.
The parade happened last year, I believe. Next up, we have Girl Scouts Troop 4279.
First annual tree lighting ceremony. The parade, yes, second.
Yes. First annual tree lighting ceremony, second annual truck parade, I believe.
And they have the Grinch as well. Like I said, a lot of Grinch out here. Are you a Grinch fan, Scott?
I love the Grinch.
I'm scared of the Grinch.
No, you love him.
I don't.
You like green.
The Grinch scares me.
You love the Grinch.
I love the Grinch. Okay. Oh, there's candy. I see it.
Well, next up in the parade, we have Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Oh, I think they have a pig with a little Santa hat on it.
Serving Marion for over 50 years. You know, I worked at Perkins when I was in high school.
No way.
I did.
What'd you do? Were you a busser?
No, I wasn't a busser. I was a host.
Okay.
Worked in the bakery.
Oh. What was your favorite thing to make?
Well, I didn't make. I could cut you a pie, though.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I could cut a pie like nobody's business.
Did you have a favorite pie you sliced?
Well, I used to take the tops off of them when I would take them out of the case. They didn't, like, care for that.
Oh, yeah. No, I bet you had some unhappy customers.
Yeah, it all wasn't the customers. It was the people making the cakes.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Marion City Schools.
Oh, and they decorated the front of the bus to look like Santa. It has a hat on and a beard. That's great. And there's kids on board. I wonder how these kids got on here. How did they get selected for this? That's a great honor.
Oh, it's a wonderful honor.
Followed here by Austin Pence. Coming up is the Marion Area LGBTQ Coalition.
Their float is certainly decked out.
Very decorative for the holiday times, holiday spirit.
Oh, they've got a tree. There's
Rudolph. A rainbow tree.
Rainbow tree. Very fitting.
Well, the holidays brings everybody together, I think.
Absolutely. It's a time to celebrate for everyone.
Up next to the parade, we have Chad Robinson.
Oh, he's got a cool truck. It's very low to the ground. I don't know much about vehicles.
It's a truck parade.
Well, it's a cool truck. I like it.
I know some people in town who are low to the ground.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just day-to-day, low to the ground. July, low to the ground. December, low to the ground. Doesn't really matter.
Year-round, low to the ground.
Low to the ground.
Coming up next, we have the Center Stage Dance Factory.
And they have candy, too, and no one has thrown us candy yet. Oh, I'm waving. Please!
We'll say, throw some candy. No candy throwing, huh?
No candy throwing.
Whatever.
Yeah, there are lots of happy people in the crowd, though, with candy. Oh, look, they have the Bluey on their truck.
Oh, and next up, we have a Loop 311 Peanut Butter Jelly Truck.
Oh, I was excited for this one, and it is not disappointing.
Looks beautiful here today, the peanut butter jelly truck in the annual parade here. What festive, beautiful white and colored hat. She's got a hat like yours.
Yeah. Wonder where she got hers.
It's in fashion.
Yes, very much so. Did you know that the sweater that I have blinks?
No, you found out that it blinks.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you
today.
Are a blinker.
Yes. I have a blinking Christmas sweater.
I love it. We have the Marion County Ag Society Christmas by Candlelight at the Marion Fairgrounds.
Oh, they did a great job with their float. They have three snowmen, a little snowman family.
How many Christmas trees on that float?
I can't count that fast.
Count that many.
I can count that many. That quickly, though, they're just zooming by on this parade.
Oh, we have to flip the page now. Here we go.
Next up here, we have Stephen Linda Johnston.
Now, they have Frosty the Snowman on the back of their truck.
Yes, with some candles. I wonder how the electricity works for all of these things.
Wow, look at the group coming up next year. We have Mid-State Contractors, LLC.
Oh, wow. And they've decorated their float to look like a car from the Polar Express.
Isn't that beautiful? Look at that thing.
I think that's my favorite one so far.
Mid-State Express. That's a good-looking float there.
It toots and everything, just like a train.
That's a real float. Wow.
Next up, we have a long winner.
Well, here's an old-fashioned automobile.
Oh, that's a cool one. That truck itself is seasonal. Like, I think of a holiday truck, and that's the truck I'm picturing in my mind.
That takes you back to your childhood.
Maybe your childhood. Not mine.
Not very nice during the holidays. To pick on age.
I'm sorry, you walked right into that one.
You know, the person next year, I hope, is better than you. Nicer.
Oh, come on. The holiday season hasn't started yet. The tree's not on.
So. No. It'll start later on. Momentarily. Really. Wow, I hear some music here.
I can't imagine how loud it is in their car. It's got to be very loud. I can hear it out here. The ground is vibrating from this music.
Oh, that was Mariah Carey.
I hope we sound similar to her tonight when we sing.
Oh, I'm hoping.
Me as well.
Hope against hope. There are a lot of Grinch shirts out here. Very nice. Very festive. A lot of dogs. A lot of elves.
Yeah, an event for the whole family. Bring your dogs, elves, Grinches, and
whatever you got at home.
Whatever you have at home.
Bring it out of your closet.
And this is the event for you.
Next, we have Willie and Wayne.
Oh, wow, and they're passing out candy, too. Please come this way.
Now, how do you string lights on a truck like this? I'm mystified.
Me as well. I don't know. Maybe they have some kind of command hooks on it or something. It's covering the entire side of this float.
There are just multicolored lights everywhere. You have no idea if you're sitting at home right now listening to this broadcast. Multicolored lights everywhere in downtown Marion. Now 37 degrees in downtown Marion.
I feel confident in saying that this is the most well-lit parade I've ever been at. It's sparkling.
The Wilson family.
Oh, wow. They have a color-changing tree in the back of their vehicle.
The Summerlodge family updates.
I love all of the music. I think we should do that in more parades. We need to keep some music going throughout.
We don't have music in other parades? I thought we did.
Not
it's the holidays, Karen.
The holiday music.
You
I
gotta
love
understand,
it.
We're in the holidays here.
I love it. No, it's great.
Next, we have the Loop Guys LLC.
Oh, and they have icicles on their truck. That's fitting. You know, roof. Icicles hang from roofs.
Well, that's okay, because I've got icicles on my fingers.
Oh, they have a real tree.
Wow.
That is
there is a real tree in the back of this truck, fully lit, surrounded by lit candy canes and multicolored lights. Beautiful.
Wow, that is impressive. This parade is awesome.
The roof guy's really putting on a show here. I never dreamed it would be this exciting.
We have a bicyclist. Oh my gosh. He's got a tree on his bicycle. I love the dedication. He's the warmest one here. He's cycling throughout the parade.
This man is cycling in during the parade with a big tree, but he's pulling a tree.
A tree and a wagon behind himself.
My word.
Buckeye Witch, Habitat for Humanity.
And the lights just keep coming. I mean, every vehicle is extremely well lit.
Then we have Jeep Banks of Ohio.
Oh, the Jeeps. My mom thought about bringing her Jeep to this.
Your mom has a Jeep?
She has a Jeep, yes.
Oh, she didn't get in the Jeep Babes?
Not this year, maybe next year. She was thinking about it. Oh, look, they decorated the back of their tire. It's got a little reindeer on it with some lights around it.
Currently 37 degrees here in Marion. Scott Spears, Carrington Nelson on WGH Talk. In downtown Marion, in the gazebo, broadcasting live from the gazebo in front of the Marion County Courthouse. Sean Kraft along with us for the ride as well. Sean, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good over here. I'm running the camera.
Which will you'll be able to see all this because of Sean on YouTube in the next few days.
And we've had a lot of people wanting to see this, so thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
I love the Jeeps. Jeeps are kind of like the old trucks. They just scream holiday.
Sensible Ohio Jeepers.
And they decorated the back of theirs with a wreath. That's perfect. You've got the whole tire already back there.
Next here on the parade, we have Judge Edwards.
They've got Santa and Elf and a tree in the back of their truck.
You know, Judge Edwards was in the fruitcake toss last year.
How did he do? Do you remember?
I don't remember how he did. He didn't win, but he did fair.
Has he been nominated this year?
I think so, but I don't know if we've got a response yet.
Oh, wow. Another real tree.
Tyler Lowe.
That's so impressive.
How do you do that? How do you put a tree in the back of a truck and light it up?
I don't know. Is it connected to the car's like USB port right now? Because if so, that's a lot of electricity.
Boy, there are trees everywhere down here. This is amazing. I've never seen so many trees in the back of trucks. I knew this parade would be good, but I didn't think it'd be this good. This is spectacular.
How tall do you think that tree is? At least 12 feet, I would say.
Third generation moving and storage.
They've got gifts under the tree. They've got a lamppost out there.
I'm impressed.
That's beautiful.
That looks better than the tree in my house.
Me too. Ours is bare. We just have a tree in the living room.
You haven't decorated it?
Not yet.
Oh, what's it up there for?
Just
leave it up all year?
No, it's waiting to get decorated. We just went and cut it down.
Oh, we just put a tree up in the
room. We cut it down yesterday. And
why do you have that pine tree up in June? Well, we're just getting ready.
My mom really loves the holidays.
Beat
I think she'll leave it up.
Beat the rush.
Absolutely.
Next up, we have Judge Burgraff Family Court.
Oh, wow. Are they tossing fruitcakes from their vehicle?
Oh, I hope not. There's going to be cracks in the street.
Those are bricks.
They're tossing bricks?
Fruitcakes are bricks.
No, those aren't bricks. What are
they? Oh, I don't know. It's very thick. Whatever it is.
Boy, there are things flying.
Oh, I see another Grinch coming.
I told you the Grinch was popular.
I went to Hobby Lobby the other day, and there was an entire aisle dedicated to the Grinch. So if you're a Grinch.
You know, I like the Grinch. You bought me something?
I didn't buy you anything Grinch themed. I thought you'd be offended by that.
No, I like the Grinch. I got a whole thing at my house dedicated to the Grinch.
Okay.
I'm a Grinch collector.
Grinch collector.
Absolutely.
You heard it here first, folks. Grinch collector, Scott Spears.
Here's one of my favorite groups, CRT Mechanical.
By the way, who are a proud supporter of WGH Radio and have been for many years.
Oh, and they have a polar bear on the back of their truck.
What do they got? Donuts there? Cookies? What is that?
I don't know.
Holy moly, what are they passing out there? Holy mackerel. Look at that.
Thank you.
My goodness.
So Cheryl's Cookies.
Cheryl's Cookies by CRT Mechanical. Wonderful.
Oh, this is better than candy. This is great.
The holidays. This is the holidays, Karen. This is wonderful. You stole my cookie.
I thought you were handing me the cookie.
You
there's right another here. One up there.
Oh, you're so rabby.
Sorry, you tempted me. You knew I was hungry. Don't place food in front of me when I'm hungry.
Next up, Sam and Emily.
You've got a Charlie Brown looking Christmas tree. That's so funny. And it got a, what's hanging on the back of their vehicle?
A face mask.
A face mask?
The Grinch.
The Grinch again. Oh my gosh.
He's
everyone's
deflated and hanging off the back of that vehicle.
Oh no. That was Grinch pre-transformation.
It's beautiful out here. What a great event.
Hey.
You know, I am super impressed, I have to say.
I am as well. I'm not typically a huge parade fan, but I would come back next year for this. It's getting me in the holiday spirit for sure.
Now, next up, we have the very popular Wee and Little Wee Pageant Royalty.
Oh, they have little crowns on. How cute.
Well, that usually signifies royalty.
That absolutely.
Nothing gets past you.
They look cozy in there.
Are you getting excited? We're getting close.
I am.
We're getting close to the big event over at Founders Park.
The flowers are taking over.
The tree's going to be lit soon, folks. Oh, my goodness.
The holidays will begin.
The holidays are about to begin here in Marion. We're moments away.
Oh, they've decorated the back of their towing truck.
Tow truck.
You know what I mean.
I know your teeth are chattering.
It is 37 degrees out here.
And 2 degrees Celsius is what that means.
Ugh.
I bet you didn't know I knew that.
Yeah, I bet
wow,
you
look
that
at
man
this.
Told you.
There's an LED movie video going on right in front of us. That is spectacular.
Oh. And it's like
of a parade, of
yes,
a parade.
Yes, a video of a parade.
Wow.
A parade. You really ignored the singing snowman as well.
There's a video going on in front of us. This is unbelievable.
They put a projector on the side of this trailer to get this up here. The dedication some people have, I love it.
This is 10 times unbelievable.
This box truck is wrapped up to look like a gift, I think.
You know who wraps up this parade? The big fat man himself is on his way.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I'm not talking about you know who. Oh, this is wonderful. This is the holidays.
Hello?
It doesn't matter that I have hypothermia. I'm okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm having a good time.
But is that an icicle or a booger?
Could be. One or the other. We got the Candy Cane. What? Candy Cane Cottage?
Candy Cane Wonderland.
Okay, no problem.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, and they've got music again. That's what the music really makes it. I love it.
On next, we have the Warrior Leonard Pavement.
Remember, we're heading over to Founders Park as soon as this thing's over, folks. You are not going to want to miss that for love nor money. So get to Founders Park quickly.
Oh, they have a giant ornament hanging from the side of their vehicle. Where do you find one that big?
A reindeer. There's a reindeer on the back of that.
Oh, my. And it's Rudolph. Look, his nose is blinking.
Wow. What can you say at this point but wow?
Wow.
These streets are, it is 37 degrees, but I cannot see down the street because there are people everywhere. I cannot see down Center Street.
I'm really impressed with Marion. That's awesome. I'm glad we were able to come together and put this event on.
What a great group we have here. Christmas Clearinghouse.
Oh, and here we go. It's time. The man himself, Santa Claus, is on his way.
On a horse-drawn carriage.
With two live horses.
Walking Santa through. What a great way to honor the man of the hour.
And here he is, the man himself, Santa Claus, sponsored by Downtown Marion Incorporated.
And there's beautiful music downtown as well.
Yeah, the energy is, it's going.
Well, Carrington, this brings an end to the 2023 lighted Christmas tree parade in downtown Marion. Again, this was brought to you, presented by Advantage Early Learning Academy, and the crowd is going wild for Santa. We got to get over to Founders Park.
We do. You're not going to want to miss it. You can hear some holiday carols and a little reading by Scott.
From downtown Marion, for all you out there listening, this is Scott Spears heading for Carrington Nelson and Sean Kraft heading for the dugout.
Have a holly jolly Christmas this year.